Tyre begins Pashas, told us with the words, Ela told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram hoilis Yitzchak. The Rebbeinu Bechaya in Pashas told us, where we have the beginning of the parasha beginning with very similar words, Ela told us Noach, explains that the word told us means happenings. Ela told us Noach, we're going to talk about what happened to Avram, what happened to Noach, tells us the Torah, Noach is tzaddik. If we're going to examine, says the Rebbeinu Bechaya, the Parashas Noach, the life of Noach Avram, the life of Noach, the way to examine the life of Noach is by remembering that Noach is tzaddik. Knowing and remembering always that Noach was a tzaddik, everything that happened in his life, everything that he did in his life, was influenced by those three words, Noach is tzaddik. And that, perhaps, says the Sefer Ateres David, is the way to understand what the Torah says here. The Torah begins with the words, Ela told us Yitzchak, that we're going to describe and we're going to talk about the life of Yitzchak. And the first thing that the Torah says is Avram, Hoilis Yitzchak. But we're speaking about Yitzchak, not about Avram. But says the Ateres David, that's exactly what the Torah wants to tell us. If we're going to discuss and examine the life of Yitzchak, what was the most influential aspect of Yitzchak's life, that everything that happened in Yitzchak's life is influenced by that, is by Avram Hoilis Yitzchak. That is what had the most impact and influence on the life of Yitzchak. But I saw Ramosha Zitzal, Ramosha Feinstein in the Sefer Drash Moshe says that what the Torah means to say, and this is certainly a continuation, an extension of what Rebbeinu Bechaya is saying, is that when you looked at Yitzchak, Ela told us Yitzchak, if you looked at Yitzchak, Avram Hoilis Yitzchak, you could immediately see who were Yitzchak's parents. That Yitzchak was a product of Avram Avinu and Sarai Imenu. That was what Yitzchak represented, because those were his parents. But says Rav Moshe, there's something more to remember. So one would think, suggests Rav Moshe, if the Torah is saying Avram Hoilis Yitzchak, as long as you have a good father, as long as you have a great parents, you are guaranteed to be great. But that teaches us the Torah is not accurate. What's still necessary for us to have success with our children is to do all that we can in being mechanech them properly, all that we can to be mespalel that they should be successful. Because Yitzchak had Avram as a father, but Yitzchak wasn't necessarily as successful as father, because Yitzchak had an Esav. Just relying on Avram Hoilis Yitzchak tells us the Torah is insufficient. But we find later in the Pasuk that when Yitzchak comes to find the wells that his father dug, the Pasuk says, V'yikrul han shemos, he called wells the names, k'shemos shekaralam aviv, the names that is the same names that his father called the name. And the Rebbeinu Bechaya says that what the Torah is teaching us here is, to read the words of the Rebbeinu Bechaya, Umasha Torah Hidiyazois. Why was it so necessary for the Torah to tell us what were the names that Yitzchak called to the wells that he dug? Nira Shenashalazuchus. If the Torah mentions this, it means that he did something appropriate. V'yesh b'zeh hasayris v'kav v'chaymrim. What is the Torah trying to teach us, says Rebbeinu Bechaya? Shal yishana adam b'derech avosav. A person has to continue the path of his forefathers. Shal Yitzchak. Look at Yitzchak, says the Rebbeinu Bechaya. Afilu shemes habe'eris shekarnos and aviv. Even the exact names of these wells that Avram Avinu used, l'rotz l'shnos from Yitzchak, they now want to deviate. V'zeh kavachaymer. And says the Rebbeinu Bechaya, certainly, if we're speaking about the names that he didn't want to deviate, Ladaki obviously we're going to say him. If we want to talk about the way they lived and the way they behaved, or Musa Shulhem, that we don't have, we should not change. What Rabbeinu B'chaya is saying is that Yitzchak had every right, presumably, to change the names of those wells. But even though Yitzchak had every right to change the wells, the names of those wells, what Yitzchak recognized that if he wants to be, if he wants to do something to make sure that the way that he has followed and the way that he wants his children to go should be continued, there's one way to make that happen, and that is to continue the Mesorah that he saw by Avraham Avinu, and showing how important that Mesorah is, showing how important it is to follow what he saw in previous generations. He even shows it in the most mundane matters, in the names of the Beiris. The Pasuk says, by the story with Pinchas, the Pasuk says, V'shem ish Yisrael amukah shahukah esamidyanis, Zimri Beit Salu, who was the Nasi that had relations with Cosby Basur. The Pasuk identifies him as Zimri ben Tzula Nasi Beis Av L'Shemayni. And the Medrash Tanchuma says, Zimri ben Tzula Nasi Beis Av, the Pasuk is asking a question. The Pasuk is saying, how could it come that a Nasi Zimri ben Salu should do such a terrible Avera? And the Medrash answers the question, Pirates gather Yishkanu Nechash. Somebody who breaks down a wall will be bitten by a snake. What the Pasuk is telling us is, who was Zimri ben Salu's forefather? Zimri ben Salu's forefather was Shimon. Shimon was a person who was concerned about morality, as we find Levi with Shimon, with the brothers who were so upset what happened to Dina by Shechem. Where did the problem with Zimri ben Salu begin? Because pirates get Yishkanu Nechash, says the Medrash. If Zimri ben Salu would have been so vigilant to keep the way of his forefathers, to make this a big issue in his life, he wouldn't have come to the story that he came up with that terrible episode with Cosby Bastor. The beginning of all of the problems, says the Medrash, is because he wasn't vigilant to keep the Messiah. And that's what brought the Tzaris. Yitzchak, on the other hand, says, if I want to be successful in establishing Klal Yisrael, if I want to be one of the others that establishes Klal Yisrael, the first thing I have to remember in everything I do is Avram Hoyleris Yitzchak, that I am here to be a continuation of Avram Avinu, even giving names of the Beiris. And then I have a chance of succeeding and establishing a successful and a powerful and a beautiful Klal Yisrael.